Welcome to the Naked Vibe Show. I'm Kimberly Kane. This is the Tune Your Vibes segment of the Naked Vibes podcast. Today's show is sponsored by Rocket University, where you'll find rhythmic movement meditations that can create subtle yet powerful shifts in your energy. This is an audio download of 9 meditations using drum rhythms that take you on a journey from a slow, deep groove that creates a peaceful strength, reducing stress and connecting you to your powerful primal senses, to a high energy rhythm that gets your juices flowing so you can use that strength to experience greater vitality, courage, drive, and passion in every area of your life. You'll find a link for these rhythmic movement meditations in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. And I'll tell you a powerful story about what those movement meditations did for one of my clients later in the show. Also, be sure to get your free download of the Instant Ignition Worksheet in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. It's got some exercises and other tidbits to help you reduce stress immediately in any circumstance and create more energy and vitality. I've been told by several guys who've used it that it really stirred up that inner fire. That's pretty cool. Just enter your email for the download and you'll get immediate access.
Are you ready to get naked?
Today's show is an archive from a radio show that I did previously, and it has some valuable ideas and thoughts to ponder. One thing that you'll notice in this excerpt is that a few of the music pieces have been removed. The reason for that is that when I originally did it, I had the rights to broadcast those songs through the station. But I still left the references in there because they're great pieces of music, and I want you to know about them and to be able to find them and listen on your own. So anytime I reference a piece of music or use a piece, you'll be able to find the link to it in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. Today, I want to look at the sacred or divine feminine. This is a subject that is so broad and so deep that we'll only just scratch a tiny bit of its surface today, but hopefully enough to inspire you to think and to go deeper on your own. You may be very familiar with the divine feminine, or the term may be completely new to you. Now, there's definitely been a resurgence in the discussion of her in the last few years, and for good reason. That reason being balance. Nature is about balance. And here in the West, we've been living in a culture dominated by masculine energy for as long as we've been around. Now, rest assured, I'm not talking about creating a rise in feminism here. That kind of energy had a surge in the 60s that changed the face of our culture quite a bit, but ultimately, it can only go so far. An honoring of both the masculine and feminine energies is the only thing that will bring peace and wholeness to us as individuals, and to us as a society, as a global culture, and in the universe. Balance is a dance between the two energies. Imbalance can't go on forever within nature. And we're seeing so many signs from our Mother Earth that she is in dire need of our attention. One of the most blatant cries currently being the oil spill in the Gulf, which has been billowing for over a month. The Pacific Ocean has 7 million tons of floating plastic waste spanning an area twice the size of Texas. That's just horrific to me. It's horrific. And you as one person can really do something. And when we hear statistics like this, it can be overwhelming. And you can think, what can I possibly do about 7 million tons of floating plastic in the Pacific? Well, we can stop using plastic bags when we don't need them, for one thing. Get a reusable, recyclable thermos instead of a throwaway plastic water or soda bottle. There are so many things, and there are so many websites to inform you of what you can do, but I don't, it is so often that I go into the grocery store and buy one item, and someone wants to give me a bag, and I use that opportunity to first tell them that I don't need a bag, and a lot of times they look at me and they say, are you sure? I take that as an opportunity to say, yeah, you know, if you don't need a bag, then it's best not to take one because, and I educate them to some of these statistics. And so many people say, wow, I didn't know that. So it really is our responsibility to share this information with each other so that we can all become more enlightened on what's happening to our planet. We're out of touch with our own sacred feminine energy. And therefore, the energy of the feminine as it extends outward from us into the world. Listen to Madonna.
This song has been removed from this podcast for copyright purposes.
Please find the link to it here in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. It's a very sensual song from Madonna called Swim. All right. Talking about the sacred or divine feminine. Please don't confuse masculine with men and feminine with women. I'm talking about energy here, and everything is energy. So we all encompass both of these energies. Many cultures worship a male god. That mindset is the predominant mindset here in the West, as well as many other countries. And it's not that we need to obliterate the male god idea, simply that it's time for us to incorporate the idea that God, universal consciousness, is neither male nor female. And yet it encompasses both masculine and feminine. So these polarities being everywhere, including within each of us as individuals, we need to honor both of these energies within us. Once we do that, we can better honor them in each other. One of the perks of that will be that we'll be better equipped to eradicate gender discrimination. Our global culture is still dealing with horrific crimes against women, of course, against all humanity, but there's an urgent need for us to see the link between predominant religious beliefs and our treatment of Mother Earth and the treatment of women in global society. The female is seen as the weaker of the two sexes, and for the most part in the physical, this is simply a fact. While we still have an alarming rate of violence against women in the U.S., there are countries that are still mutilating women's genitalia. And in fact, this is going on in immigrant cultures in the U.S. You can go to UN.org and also the United Nations Initiative for Women called UNIFEM, that's UNIFEM.org, and search female genital mutilation, or FGM. The importance of becoming aware of this, besides the obvious, UNIFEM states that the American Academy of Pediatrics allows medical personnel in the U.S. to perform some of these operations as long as they're just classified as minor cuts or nicks. Nicks continue to perpetuate the practice, however, and the thinking behind it. Reports from Sudan and Somalia show that the term nicks has been used to describe the complete removal of the clitoris and labia minora. So educate yourself. We're not just talking about changing laws here. We're talking about transforming the mindset that allows this to continue. It's going to take time. So it's urgent that if you're not already acknowledging the divine feminine in your own spiritual practice, that you begin to meditate on it now. A safe and great place to start is, like we were talking about earlier, reducing, reusing, recycling. Be conscious of our mother. We must sustain her if we're going to survive. You know, one of the best examples out there right now of teaching you how to connect with the divine mother energy, with Mother Earth energy, the sacred feminine, is the movie Avatar. So not only does it teach about the divine feminine, it is incredibly entertaining as well. I watched it again this weekend. So you have a battle of juxtaposed energies, extreme masculine, completely unaware of the feminine. One character describes those who have come to this new planet called Pandora. One of the indigenous people from Pandora describes those who have come from Earth to one of her tribe mates and says they killed their own mother. So in other words, that's why they're here, to now take over our planet, because they killed their mother. So we need to be able to completely interact with nature to understand this. And that movie is just so beautiful in its way of showing the interaction with nature, the delicate balance, yet how strong the Divine Mother is when we allow her to grow and proliferate and to create and educate us as she naturally does, to nurture us. Native Americans, indigenous people since the beginning of time have known that the connection to the mother is essential for survival in our age of technology, which is wonderful. But we have lost this connection and understanding that our survival does depend on this divine feminine energy, intuition finely tuned to know danger before it arrives, to know the difference between plants that will kill and those that will nourish and heal. These are things that Native Americans are very in tune with, that shamans all over the world are able to tune to these energies. Literally, there were times when they had to put an ear to the ground to listen for vibrations, to feel the subtle energies of the earth, to let them know when they might be about to be attacked. So these are the things that we've lost, and I strongly encourage you to be with nature, and that means without your cell phone. That means taking a walk without a partner and just being there and letting nature speak to you. Let's listen to some music by Tori Amos. This is Siren off the Great Expectations soundtrack.
This song has been removed from this podcast for copyright purposes.
Such a cool song from Tori Amos. I know you'll want to hear the whole thing, so find the link to it here in the show notes on nakedvibes.com.
Yep, Tori Amos. So good. You're listening to the Naked Vibes Show. I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is the Tune Your Vibes segment of the show. You know, years of performance experience has taught me that music is one of the best tools for finding your inner strength and personal power, and you can use it intentionally to do that. That's one of the reasons it's common to see a shy artist who's a performance powerhouse. Michael Jackson comes to mind, right? So one of the things I've learned as a Remo Drums Health Rhythms facilitator is that it's not just a feeling that music can really move you in powerful ways. There's science behind it. It's measurable. Remo has done the research and can provide evidence of changes in the blood through the power of their particular drumming protocol. Music is very powerful, energetic movement, and so it stands to reason that it moves us in the most powerful places, in our spiritual energy, in our sexual energy. And as an intuitive and high-performance coach, one of the things that I've so often seen in women
is a fear of their feminine power, which is lodged in the first three chakras. And this same fear does show up in men. It just manifests differently. With men, there can be a fear of women who own their personal power. When men are operating in the shadow side of these chakras, they can be afraid that powerful women will undermine their masculinity. Or certainly, they can have the fear that allowing their own feminine energies to assert themselves will emasculate them in some way. And for women, so many have been told that their sexuality needs to be kept under wraps for their own safety and for the safety of society, really. Our culture doesn't know what to do with women who are powerful in their sexual nature. So we have a lot of fear attached to this, and we're very informed by the media, which can certainly create a lot of confusion. I spoke with a woman one day who came to see me for some intuitive guidance, and she was relating a story about another woman, and said she was telling me a story that she was doing a self-exam, and she said, I can't even imagine. I leave all that up to my doctor. She said, what would you ever be doing with a mirror down there in the first place. So the only term that she could use for her own body was down there, in referring to her own vagina. So the inability to even deal with these body parts, saying you've got a head is fine. Saying you've got an arm is fine. Even saying you've got breasts, that's because we've got so much talk about breast cancer. So when we talk about cancer, oh, it's easy to talk about breasts. But if we're talking about the beauty of breasts, well, that's a different story. We better stay away from that. But talking about the vagina, oh, definitely don't want to talk about that. So this woman had great difficulty dealing with this subject. And I have a lot of compassion for that, because I don't know what so many people have been through in their lives that can create these kind of things. There's so many different ways that this can come about. And this can be even people who haven't experienced trauma. But we do live in this more masculine culture, and we live in a pervasive religious culture. And so there is certainly sexual repression there. And when I say that, again, that has to be tempered with what you see in the media. It certainly doesn't look repressed there, but it is. It's just a different way of putting it out there. These are things that we need to talk about so that we can deal with them. For instance, what image do you conjure when I talk about a sexually powerful woman? What about a spiritually powerful woman? How often have you contemplated that a truly spirit-filled woman is also a sexually powerful woman? And that a woman who is truly powerful in her own sexuality is also a spiritual woman? Understanding that she's grounded in earth and tethered to heaven. So when I talk about power here, I'm not talking about something that stands above others. Power is something that emanates from within and therefore stands with others. Our sexuality is basic to who we are. It's basic to being human, and yet it is deeply mysterious to us. So we need to embrace that mystery and be in open dialogue about it with our Creator and with each other. Listen to this song by Everlast. This is Black Coffee.
She smells like flowers. She tastes like coffee.
This song has been removed from this podcast for copyright purposes.
Black Coffee from Everlast. You'll find a link for it in the show notes here on nakedvibes.com.
This song has been removed from this podcast for copyright purposes.
Nine Inch Nails, Closer. You'll find a link for it in the show notes here on nakedvibes.com. Nine Inch Nails.
That's called Closer. Trent Reznor is absolutely incredible at being able to creatively express this sexual spiritual confusion, this feeling of, wow, this gets me closer to God, but yet I've got these kind of feelings down in me sexually. And what do I do with that? Does that mean, what does that mean spiritually? And so he lets these feelings out, and he says, wow, these sexual feelings bring me closer to God. And they do. So deal with that within yourself a little bit. Feel whatever feelings come up with these ideas, this idea of sexuality and spirituality being these energies that dance within us, and that they do go together, and that we need to deal with them together as a whole. These energies are really just being awakened more and more in our culture right now. When I work with a client who shows up for a reading and I see that she or he is in need of work or play in the first three chakras, and most especially in the first two, I typically try to move them to a place of music and movement, creativity. Movement of the hips to loosen and create a flow of energy in those first two chakras. I want to move you into a place of meditation. And in the last few meditations, in the last few shows, we've done a more quiet and contemplative meditation. This time, I want you to stand and move. Consider standing before a full-length mirror. And if you really, really want to go out there and do something, consider standing alone before a full-length mirror, completely naked, and looking at your own face and body with an attitude of adoration, gratitude, and love. This is an exercise that can be excruciating for many people. I understand that, if not impossible at first. Take it at your own pace. Take it at your own pace. But this is about loving and honoring yourself. This body is your vehicle. We are spirits in a physical world. And so we must take care of this vehicle in the same way that we would a fine automobile. We want to honor this vehicle because it's the only one that we have in this physical lifetime. The meditation song that I'm going to play for you is by Deva Premal. It's called Hari Om Shiva Om. Hari Om is the primordial cosmic vibration. Shiva is a male Hindu god. However, mantras are to be used in the abstract to help identify with all of creation. I've read that Hari can be taken to mean the remover, and that the vibration of chanting Hari reduces ignorance. Om is the universal. So Hari Om Shiva Om can be closely related to the Christian I am that I am. So though Shiva is a male deity, the music that Deva Premal has set this mantra to is very sensual. Without a doubt, it also invokes the sacred feminine. So I'd love for you to take some time alone to use this as a moving meditation to allow the music to move your body in tandem with creation. Celebrate your beautiful body simply by moving in whatever way you can and being in awe of this gift. Here is Deva Premal. Hari Om Shiva Om.
Hari Om.
This song has been removed from this podcast for copyright purposes.
Hari Om Shiva Om from Deva Premal. You'll find a link for it in the show notes here on nakedvibes.com. Deva Premal and Hari Om Shiva Om.
Well, I hope you did some interesting and fun movement to that meditation, that moving meditation. I hope that you swirled like a whirling dervish, because that definitely gets those hips moving and gets that first and second chakra energy flowing and gets you in touch with the divine feminine, no doubt. Be willing to allow yourself to temporarily let go of all your beliefs and allow your higher self consciousness to speak directly to you. And understand that any discomfort you may feel with that is your resistance to God or Goddess opening within you, opening to a greater sense of love. So when you do this, don't judge anything that comes up. You just let it float away gently on the vibrations of that music. And I encourage you to do that regularly so that you can open yourself more and more to the divine feminine.
Are you ready to get naked?
Since we're talking here about energy, masculine energy, feminine energy, which can also be seen as active or passive energy, and not meaning passive, not doing anything, there is a great amount of potential power in the waiting, waiting to receive. When you learn about receiving, that's when everything can shift for you, because we live in this culture that is so active, having to do something all the time. We haven't learned much about this waiting, this patiently waiting and allowing things to percolate, allowing things to come to fruition, allowing them to incubate. This is the creative process. Music is an amazing way to start understanding the shift between these energies and how natural it is and how much more effective and productive you can be in your life, how much more energetic you can feel when you start understanding these principles and intentionally intentionally using them for your health and well-being. I want to tell you about my rhythmic movement meditations. I have used these with my private coaching clients and seen some amazing things happen. I have a link for you on nakedvibes.com so that you can see a brief video of one of my coaching clients talking about what happened for him when he had been out of a job for 2 years and then used these rhythmic movement meditations to help shift his energy and shift his perspective. And he got a job, and he credits this tool as one of the things that helped him do that. Now, here's the thing. I cannot promise you that by using them that you'll get a job or a new relationship. But what I can tell you is that when you make an intention to shift your energy and you engage in meditation and you engage in practices to help you shift that energy, you will do that for yourself. You will empower yourself to do that. And this is simply a tool to help you along the way. Rhythmic movement meditations are especially helpful if you have trouble quieting the mind, which I hear from a lot of people, or if you simply want to create some kind of shift, to create a transition in your life in some way. Maybe this is simply some creative energy that you want to kind of shake loose. Maybe you feel a little bit stuck somewhere, or you're trying to solve a problem, or you're trying to work through something in a relationship, and you just need to create a shift. Then these rhythmic movement meditations can help you do that. As a Remo Drums Health Rhythms facilitator, I've seen the science behind how drumming affects your psyche and even your physical body for healing. And so I created these movement meditations using drums that progress from a very slow rhythmic beat and groove to help you sink into a meditational state. And then they increase in energy where they're really moving and there's a lot more happening. And so you can feel the difference between that slow moving energy and a lot more activity. And it really helps you start understanding how to shift from one place to another. So like I said, this is simply a tool to empower you and to help you learn how to do that. So get the link on nakedvibes.com, download these rhythmic movement meditations, and let me know how they work for you.
You're listening to the Naked Vibes Show. Tune your vibes.
You'll notice that on the Naked Vibes Show,
you hear a little about God, and then you hear a little about sex or money, things that in our culture don't always seem to mix so easily. And that's because the intention is to raise awareness of our wholeness while also entertaining. My novel, Heaven, is about the nature of God as seen through the eyes of Eve, an exotic dancer. Eve questions accepted religious norms. She counsels her fellow dancers, and she generally revels in the freedom of her body as connected to the power of her spirit. She often sees herself as a light in a dark world. So Heaven is a fictional story, yet it contains much non-fictional information on the ideas of reuniting this perceived separation of spirituality and sexuality that tends to dominate our Western culture. I have been doing readings for you every week, and I'm going to do that for you again today. Today's reading is more explicit than in previous weeks, so adjust accordingly to put yourself in a space to receive that.
I don't want anyone to be caught off guard here. So if you're easily offended by what we'll call right here P words and F words and things like that, then consider yourself warned. And you might also want to think about why you're offended by those words, because that has a lot to do with what the novel Heaven is about, challenging some of those ideas and shifting energies. So often the offense is not really to the word, because meanings of words can change, but it's to the energy and the intent behind the word. So understanding that can allow you to hold on to your personal power. You never know what might come out of it when you allow yourself to stop being offended.
I'll be combining excerpts from two chapters here. The first part is from chapter 2, called Eve Got a Bad Rap, and the second is from chapter 5, called Pussy Image. The serpent tattooed along the full length of my spine is a tribute to the symbolic Eve, my namesake. I free the serpent to tell her story when I strip. I can only surmise she's the reason for the weasel boy calling me Satan's bitch. His interpretation. I'm an exotic dancer with a passionate spirit. My serpent is enticing because people think it's all about being a temptress or being bad. It's not that. Well, not totally anyway. I just have a deep-seated need to express my view on an old idea that really irks me. Eden was perfect. God told Adam and Eve that they would have anything they wanted in the garden, except for one thing. They couldn't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Otherwise, they would face certain death. One day, Eve came across a serpent in the garden. The serpent tempted her to eat from the forbidden tree. Eve succumbed to this temptation. Then she went to Adam and tempted him to eat of the fruit. Suddenly, they noticed that they were naked, and they were ashamed. They had sinned against God and would therefore never again experience the perfection of Eden. They'd ruined it, not only for themselves, but for the rest of humanity. I don't think so. The God I know does not operate like this. A divine creator creates us with all of our curiosity. Then he plays this cruel joke of putting a beautiful tree with succulent sweet fruit right in front of us and says, "You can have anything you want except this. If you do, you and all of your offspring and theirs and so on are screwed forever until eternity." Someone was tripping when he came up with that idea. Eve got a bad rap. I've just never bought into the idea that she brought sin into the world. Eve opened the door to life. She opened her whole being to God as a partner, lover, and friend. She and Adam must have experienced incredible sex for the first time after they ate that fruit. I don't think it's an accident that my mother named me Eve. I have this deep feeling that I was destined to tell my interpretation of the Genesis story. Women need to know that we are not responsible for bringing sin into the world. It's time for us to see Eve's courage in rejecting a surface-level existence and diving into the depths of the spiritual world. It's time for freedom from the idea that we're born in sin. I have a theory. It's opposite from all the other dancers around here. Surprise. I know I make more money because I let the energy of my source shine through when I'm dancing. Abby says that's not it. She swears it's because I'm a redhead and that the men with a redhead thing are just nuts. They'll pay anything if they think they might get that ever-present redhead question answered. Is it the same color down below? She says customers want to hide from God when they come into the club. They don't want to think he might be able to see what they're doing, or worse, to know what they're thinking. Abby's got a point on the redhead thing, okay. But I'll buy my theory for $10,000, please. The idea that a guy can go into a club and hide because God doesn't have access there cracks me up. They just don't know how sexy God is. Basically, God is sex, and sex is God. The union of male and female. Ooh, Bible lessons in a strip club. Unusual? Well, maybe so. But the way I see it, churches are missing a whole lot of people, namely the ones who don't want to be there. Churches don't have a corner on God, because that power is not to be confined. It's wherever we are. When the opportunity presents itself, God speaks to us in whatever way he, she so chooses. When people watch me dance, they experience the exquisite presence of God, the sacred feminine, the masculine, the whole. It can't be expressed in words, really. It always turns out to be just a feeble attempt. I guess the idea of expressing myself with a huge serpent tattoo came from beyond me. It's been an amazing instrument. People are either intrigued or they run. At least they're not bored. A part of every woman wants to walk on the wild side. Maybe just for her lover. Maybe into another world. A woman has desires and fantasies that she may not be willing to admit, even to herself. She may not even be aware of them. But they're manifested in the persona of a woman, regardless of upbringing, social mores, or religious orientation. I should have a class just for women. Teach them to claim their feminine power. I teach them how to strip for themselves and for their lover. How to touch and honor their beautiful bodies, and how to open themselves up to their wildness. I teach them how to make love by being love and opening themselves to love. I teach them how to fuck and be fucked for the sheer pleasure of it. The pussy has amazing power. Men and women get lost in it. It draws people in, and so many of them, unfortunately, think it's because it's dirty. Nothing could be further from the truth. It represents beauty and wildness at the same time. What other image could possibly evoke the same thoughts or feelings? It represents new life, birth, the beginning of all of us. It represents an altered state that can be entered. It draws us in and pushes us out, literally and figuratively. I allow people to indulge in this image, in this altered state of their own God-created sensuality. Society has created a deep-seated stigma around what was once considered sacred. The word cunt, now used as a horribly derogatory term to describe a woman's vulva, actually derives from a much more flattering background. Ancient Nordic, Roman, Indian, and Irish cultures all used similar words to signify an opening or a passage which leads to knowledge, insight, and wisdom. Kundalini is feminine energy. It signifies the arousal of wisdom seated at the base of the spine. The sacred oriental goddess of wisdom, known as Kunti or Kunda, was once revered as a giver of life. This sacred feminine aspect of God was obliterated by the early Christian church patriarchs. They, among others, denigrated the divine feminine power for future generations by putrefying the female vulva. Now, women won't even look at themselves, much less let their partners spread their legs and get lost in that world just looking. Men even like to look autonomously. They want to be safe from being labeled a pervert. Here, they can look. And so can women if they dare. I give them a gift by being unashamed and unafraid to let them look. It connects us all to the divine. I'm aware that my perceptions of God don't fall within the norm. But then, God didn't create me to live within the norm of this world either. The many twists and turns of my life journey have revealed qualities of the divine that I would never have been privy to in a normal set of circumstances. My natural parents gave me the love, freedom, and acceptance that grounded my being. My foster parents provided the challenges that caused me to rebel against the God of wrath and vengeance, and to seek and fall in love with the God of truth and light. Full circle. Amen.
And that ends the reading from the novel Heaven. I want to play a song for you. This is a live, unplugged version of a song I wrote after a really difficult breakup. And my good friend Brian Miller is playing guitar and accompanying me. He's one of my partners in The Realm, stands for Radical Evolutionary Lovemakers. We create music that's consciousness raising and just for the love of music. This is a recording that came straight off of a camera. It's a song called She.
Gave her all the blame you want.
That was a live unplugged version of She.
Tune your vibes.
This show is sponsored by Rocket U and Kimberly's Rhythmic Movement Meditations. You'll find a link in the show notes on nakedvibes.com for those rhythmic movement meditations so that you can learn how to better shift your energy, so that you can transition from fear into more courage, so that you can solve problems, have better relationships, and move into more creative, energetic, productive living. Also, be sure to get your free download of the Instant Ignition Worksheet in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. It's got some exercises and other tidbits to help you reduce stress immediately in any circumstance and create more energy and vitality. Just enter your email for the download and you'll get immediate access. And you'll get exclusive access to tools for shifting your energy that I only share with my subscribers. You have the freedom to be naked and unashamed about who you truly are. Stand in the truth, love big, and you are aligned with the greatest power in the universe. I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is Naked Vibes.